T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
It's time to get the morning sports news on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
John and Hugh broadcasting live from the Infinite Energy Arena. This is our Houston Help Houston Diaper Drive, and we have just had another guy drop by. Ethan Birch of Northeast Sales Distributing is a wine guy, Hugh. The wine guy comes with a box of diapers.
Thank you very much, Ethan. You're the man. Yeah, he went out of his way. He came down here to drop them off, and we appreciate that. We need these diapers.
We are at the Infinite Energy Center parking lot. What we want you to do is bring us a box of diapers here. We're helping Houston and raise diapers for Houston. Now, I know that everybody's focused in on Irma, and we'll talk about the impact of Irma in just a moment. But today is about this Houston Hyperdrive, because I want you to keep in mind, Houston is still underwater. You know, Beaumont and Houston and Southeast Texas and parts of Louisiana are still really suffering, you know, the ravages of Hurricane Harvey. And so we're trying to raise diapers, size newborn to size 5, or as you said, as well, because we tend to focus on the
adult
little ones.
Adult diapers. Adult diapers will help because there were a lot of elderly. We saw some of the pictures, and I know you saw some of the pictures, but some elderly people were stuck there. And I'm pretty sure that they're going to need help as well. So, you know, whatever you could do is highly appreciated. And like I said, we know people are going out of their way to come down here. That is highly appreciated. And if you can't stop, we have some cops right here. And they didn't give me like the nod, but they laughed and giggled when I said something about throwing the diapers in the grass. So I think that means that it's okay. So if you can't stop, just throw the diapers out the window and we'll grab them. Just make sure you throw them close to the truck and we'll grab them off the side of the road, because we know you got to get ready to go to work.
Yeah, down Sugarloaf Parkway here at the Infinite Energy Arena. You can't miss the big truck from Atlanta Peach Movers. Now, if you're not in the Duluth area, Gwinnett County, this goes on, you could be in the area of, for example, Galleria at South DeKalb, and our sister stations, WAOK and V103, are going to be at other locations. We're here at the Infinite Energy Center in Duluth. We're also at the Galleria at South DeKalb, so the Galleria at South DeKalb, and at Camp Creek Marketplace in East Point at the DTLR. So we're at the Camp Creek Marketplace in East Point. So if you're in the East Point area, you could drop diapers off there. If you're in the South DeKalb area, anywhere around there, you can make it over to the Galleria today and drop diapers off there, or here at the Infinite Energy Arena, where we're going to be broadcasting live through our show, Rick and John and Dukes of Bell, all the way till 7 o'clock tonight as we get ready for this Houston diaper drive. And anything you can do to help is greatly appreciated. Again, a shout-out to Ethan Burke and the folks from Northeast Sales Distributors. Come in, drop the diapers off, take a picture with you and I, shake our hands, and we'll all be very thankful that you were able to help out today. All right, let's get into the kind of the meat of the issue with some of the headlines. Braves yesterday rained out. There was no game at SunTrust Park because of the rain in the area. Today, a day-night doubleheader. Luis Gajora, the highly touted youngster, going to pitch in the first game. Julio Teheran in the nightcap. Now, here we go with Luis Gajora. And Hugh Douglas, we've had, you know, so many young pitchers come through. Lucas Sims has pitched well at times. We've had Max Fried make his debut. Now we have Luis Gajora, and this is really about setting up the future of the Atlanta Braves in terms of next year and beyond, and what we can see out of these young pitchers. Max Fried had a very nice debut. Sims has had some really nice moments. Sean Newcomb, despite his record, has had some really nice moments.
Yeah, it's about just trying to see who's going to be there for you for next year, John. I mean, you know, it's obvious that the Braves aren't going to the playoffs. They've had some missteps. You know, Freddie Freeman getting hurt at the beginning of the season probably didn't help out at all. Jim Johnson in the bullpen did not help out at all. You know, so, yeah, they're looking now to see who's going to go with them forward as far as making the team better in the future.
And, of course, all the other youngsters. Now, Ronald Acuna, you know, is going to be playing in the Arizona Fall League. Ronald Acuna has been lights out at Gwinnett. And this kid is the future of the Atlanta Braves. Boy, the numbers that he has put up at single A, and then he put him up at double A, and then they elevated him to triple A. And I know a lot of fans are actually excited to get him into an Atlanta Braves uniform, but he doesn't even turn 20 until December, Hugh. And so the Braves are going, okay, look, 19-year-old, let's just take this one at a time and see if he can win a spot at spring training next year. But boy, has he been a terror for the Atlanta Braves in their farm system.
Yeah, but if you don't need him right now, John, I don't think you should bring him up. Just let him develop down there, you know, get his starts down there, and then see what happens.
You can swing by your local McDonald's this morning. If you're going to be bringing us some diapers, a box of diapers, you can swing by McDonald's, too. And for a dollar, you can get the dollar menu today. A sausage biscuit, a McChicken biscuit, a sausage McMuffin. Only a dollar at McDonald's as you have a chance to swing through McDonald's and then get you some breakfast or something, and then come on by here and join us for our Houston diaper drive. We're counting down the days to the Atlanta Falcons play in the opener game on Sunday against the Chicago Bears at Soldier Field with Wes, Dave, and John Michaels on the call. And, of course, there is news about the Atlanta Falcons this morning. The news is that today Dan Quinn will meet the media. He will be on our show a little over an hour from now at 8:10 this morning. Dan Quinn will join us live, and we'll talk to the head coach about what this week is. We get into kind of the routine of the week, Hugh. It is Wednesday. That's the day that Dan Quinn comes on our show. It's the day he meets the media, the day the locker room is open for the media, and we start to ask questions and talk about the team. Now, one of the things is true about this club. In the preseason, they didn't win a game in the preseason. Of course, their starters didn't play very much in the preseason. Very limited snaps, and almost none for Julio Jones, Devontae Freeman, for example, and Grady Jarrett was asked about the fact that the starters didn't get a whole lot of work in the preseason and whether or not that's a concern for this team. Are you concerned at all about limited snaps, especially on the offensive side of the ball?
On the offensive side of the ball, you know, you kind of worried. Only thing I'm really worried about is the timing between Julio and Matt Ryan and how long it's going to take for them to get on the same page. I mean, because he's your big gun. He's the guy that, you know, he's the go-to. He's the straw that stirs the drink. So, for me, that's the biggest concern. But as far as a whole, am I concerned about the snaps that they got in the preseason? No, not at all.
Yeah, the Falcons are going to be playing, of course, the Bears on Sunday with our pregame beginning at 11 o'clock, and they're going to have a new member of their team as well, and that's Jordan Tripp. He's going to be joining the club. He's a linebacker signed as a free agent and really a special teams expert. And this Jordan Tripp, we understand, is going to really help with the special teams. Now, Leroy Reynolds, as you may know, has been injured, and so he's out of action. And so to fill his roster spot, they signed Jordan Tripp. Now, I don't know that they signed Jordan Tripp. I don't get a sense here that they signed Jordan Tripp to come in. And you've got your linebackers pretty much set in terms of your rotation. This sounds like, let's shore up those special teams a little bit. Let's see if we can't lock that down.
Yeah, he played in two games last year for the Green Bay Packers, and he got one tackle. So, yeah, this sounds like more of a special teams guy than anything.
So Jordan Tripp will be joining the Atlanta Falcons roster, the 53-man, as we try and bolster up. Because the return game the punt returns certainly were struggled at times in terms of, you know, getting positive yardage. And then we certainly had a situation with punt, you know, the protection unit. And this is where Jordan Tripp can come in handy. More about the Falcons as we continue. And we will certainly look at, what we have from Dan Quinn at 8:10 this morning when we're joined by the head coach. A lot of discussion in the NFL about a couple of big stories. Zeke Elliott in just a moment. First, to Hurricane Irma. Now, as we raise relief for Hurricane Harvey in Houston and all the devastation that's taken place down in southeast Texas, there is concern about the impact of Hurricane Irma and what it could do. Now, the NFL's already canceled, Hugh Douglas, the game for Sunday between the Bucs and the Miami Dolphins, and they're going to be meeting again to determine what they're going to do with that game. They could either The Bucs and Dolphins share a common bye week, and so they can simply move it to November and have them play the game there. But if they do that, then both of these teams are going to have to play 16 straight games. And that seems like it's going to be a burden on both of these teams. I mean, to play 16 games in a row with no bye?
Yeah, they're already crying about it, but let's be realistic. Neither one of them teams will probably be in the playoffs. That was a shot at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, but so it's like, why are you crying? Just, you know, if you can't get it done. But, no, I get it. They're looking at, you know, trying to get that rest. You know, guys have probably had things scheduled for that weekend. You know, maybe the coaches had something scheduled for the weekend. So that's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for them to do that.
Yeah, so the other option for them is to move the game and to find a neutral site where they can play it, you know, in an open stadium, maybe a college stadium somewhere in the southeast. And they could do that, too. But that's going to require them, I think, it's already Wednesday, Hugh. I mean, you want to stage an NFL game on Sunday, you got to make that decision like this morning and
yeah,
go.
Yeah, people got things they have to do, and they have plans that you have to make. And the ticket holders, you got to let them know what's going on. So, yeah, it's going to be tough. They're not going to make a decision at least by 4 o'clock.
it might be a wrap.
Yeah, so Hurricane Irma certainly impacted college football as well. Florida State has moved its game from Saturday night to Saturday afternoon. Central Florida has moved its game, its home game, from Saturday to Friday night. And we'll certainly update you as we get more throughout the day, as we get more updates on what's going to happen. But, of course, the first concern is about the, you know, residents of South Florida and about Hurricane Irma itself. The other big news, of course, in the NFL is about Zeke Elliott. Here's what we know about Zeke Elliott. He will play. You can pencil it in. He will play against the New York Giants on opening day on Sunday. He will play, even though his suspension has been upheld, and he will have to serve the suspension. Here's Cowboys owner Jerry Jones.
I don't want to make a comment, and you all can imagine with as much we got flying around the courtrooms and the basic hearing room. So that would be one that I'll pass on this morning. I'll have more news for you as we get into the week.
All right, so what Jerry Jones is saying is I can't really comment on it now, but what we do know is that Zeke Elliott's going to play against the Giants. If you were a Giants fan, would you be a little bit miffed about all this?
Of course, because they're crybabies. I mean, I'm taking shots. That's a shot at Giant fans. But no, seriously, I would be upset because you're talking about a guy who, like, when you look at it from their perspective, a guy who's done something to violate the NFL rules, and now they're moving the meter, they're moving the mark a little bit to accommodate another team. Therefore, kind of giving them a little bit of an advantage, you know, because if you're being fair about this, you need to treat it like he's injured and he's not playing. And now, you know, for the Giants, they have to game plan, and they've probably been game planning for two different scenarios. One is Ezekiel Elliott playing, and the other one is Darren McFadden being the running back there. So they had to take extra time out to get ready for both of these guys. So they're probably a little bit upset. And I can see the fans definitely being upset behind that.
All right, so Zeke Elliott is going to play on Sunday. So if you have him on your fantasy team, he's going to be playing Sunday. But will he be playing in week two? That we do not know. So Harold Henderson is the arbitrator in this case, and Harold Henderson ruled yesterday that the six-game suspension stands. All right? So the six-game suspension stands. We just don't know when the six-game suspension is going to begin. It's not going to begin week one, and the NFLPA is going to go to court to sue to try and push this all the way through the year. So we could actually be in a situation where every single week throughout the next 17 weeks we're saying, will Zeke Elliott play? Will he play this week? Will he play next week? This could be a week-to-week-to-week thing as this works through the courts.
Well, if this thing doesn't go Zeke Elliott's way, then he's going to serve his six-game suspensions. Like, he's going to serve it. It's going to be straight six games. So it's not – the only thing we're going to be concerned with, how they're going to rule on it when they finally rule, if he gets this injunction and it sticks. Because I can't see them, you know, dragging this out that long. I know when Tom Brady did it, he just said forget it. It got to the point where he just said forget it, and he took his four games.
Right, and I think the Patriots went 3-1 in those four games. Is that not correct? I believe they went 3-1. They got shut out in the final one with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback, but I think they went 3-1. Correct?
I do believe that. Sounds about right.
And that's what I'm. If I'm a Cowboys fan, I'd be a little bit concerned. I mean, granted, I think you want to try and fight this, and that's fine. But how long do you fight it, Hugh? I mean, at some point, if you got to week, let's say you fought this for 5 or 6 weeks, and suddenly you got to week seven, and you're going to serve a six-game suspension, and all of a sudden you're getting into the meat of the schedule toward the end of the year, and we know how the NFL backloads that schedule with all those key. Now, I know they're playing week one against the New York Giants, but all those key divisional games in the last 4, 5, 6 weeks of the year, the last thing you want is for him to not be ready for those games.
Yeah, you don't. But if you believe that you're innocent, and it all depends on how much you want to fight this. And that's basically what it's about for Zeke Elliott. How bad do you want to fight this? How much do you want to clear your name? And not only that, how much of your dirt do you want out there in the public? Because it's the last couple of stories that I've read, there are stories out there saying that, you know, he's admitted that he's taking drugs. And, you know, that's something where in the court of public opinion, people are going to judge you on. So he's in a position right now where he needs to figure out how much he wants people to know about him and how comfortable he is with his public image being tarnished after all this is said and done.
We are broadcasting live at the Infinite Energy Arena as we get ready for the Falcons today to meet the media. And Dan Quinn will join us live at 8:10 this morning, just about an hour from now. We're at our Houston diaper drive, our Houston Hurricane Harvey diaper drive. We've had a couple of more people drop stuff off, Howard, and we appreciate you, Howard, for what you have done. Corey Jones dropped off. He works at Liberty Mutual, and he has dropped off his diapers as well. And we have more people pulling through here. If you want to be part of this.
Hey, somebody blowing, dropping diapers off in the grass. They didn't do it yet, but it's coming. Somebody's going to drop some diapers off and throw them in the grass. I know somebody's not going to let me down.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.